Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. The only show that leaves guys smarter after they listen to it than they were before they did.
This is a mission.
That's right. This is a mission, not a small-time thing. So let's mobilize. We got an email, and the title of the email is Android Malfunction. It's from Jake in Chicago. He's 33. And he writes,
Victory Unlimited.
I took this new woman out to a restaurant across the street from where I work last Saturday. It was our third date, so we're obviously still getting to know each other. And things were going fine. She was laughing at my jokes and seemed to be really enjoying herself. I had been playing around with her and showing her all the different apps I had downloaded on my brand new Android phone. But here's what happened. Turns out that the waiter didn't wipe the table down good enough, and I put my right arm right down in a puddle of leftover lemonade that I didn't see earlier. So I excused myself from the table to go get cleaned up. But when I had got back to the table, her whole mood had changed. She came across as rather bored and disinterested for the rest of the date. Then, when I dropped her off at home, she said she thought it was best that we didn't see each other anymore. I drove almost all the way home, confused, until I checked my phone and found out that I had two missed calls from an old girlfriend of mine. That's when I figured out she must have seen those calls coming in, got an attitude, and then decided to kick me to the curb. I'm pretty sure that the fact that my old girlfriend's picture displayed when she called and the fact that she looked like Paula Patton didn't help. And on top of that, the fact that a hip-hop remix of Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye plays every time she calls definitely didn't help at all either. The worst thing of all is that I thought I'd put the phone on silent, but I guess I hit the wrong button when I first took it out of my jacket and showed it to her. Or maybe it just malfunctioned or something. But regardless, that old girl is old news to me. That's over because all we did was argue most of the time. But right now, this new girl that I was just out on the date with won't even return my calls. Even though we just started dating, neither of us had brought up anything to each other about being exclusive yet, and I have no plans whatsoever on even calling that old girlfriend back. What's going on here, BU? What should I do now?
Is it ill? In his mind?
Jake, are you ill in your mind? Dude, are you crazy? You said something about taking your phone out of your jacket and showing it to her. Well, what I want to know is, what kind of jacket were you wearing anyway? Was it the kind that zips up in the back? Was it the kind that you can only wear if you keep your arms folded? Was it a straight jacket? Was the restaurant that you were sitting in, do they all have rubber rooms? You must be sick in the mind to leave your phone at a table with a girl that you barely know. Excuse me. What I mean to say is, you must have taken leave of your senses to leave your phone with a young woman who's practically a stranger to you. In this day and age where so many people don't just have other people's numbers in their phones, they practically have their whole lives stored on their phones. Jake. You got two choices. You can either just let it go or you can keep trying to contact her. If I were you, I'd move on because this girl obviously saw your phone, heard the ringtone, and then wrote you off. All because of whatever conclusions that she jumped to while you were gone from the table. You would think that an awkward situation like that would be a good opportunity for a conversation, not a complete cutoff, since, like you said, it was just the beginning of the third date, not the 30th, but it wasn't. And like you mentioned, neither one of you had even brought up the whole exclusivity conversation yet, but recognize this. Anytime a woman that you just met would rather close down on you than talk to you, whenever something that calls for an explanation comes up, it's a good chance that she may handle all problems the same way if the two of you do actually get into a long-term exclusive relationship. So whatever you decide to do, what you need to do is ask yourself this question. Is it worth it? If you think it is, then that's on you. But regardless, if she's not contacting you, calling you, or returning any of your calls, then it looks like she's already taken the choice of continuing to get to know her out of your hands, hasn't she? No, it ain't fair, but it looks like she just pulled a Judge Dredd on you. She's become the judge, jury, and executioner of whatever relationship that the two of you were working toward. She's tried you, found you guilty, and put you in what I like to call player prison, even though you're not guilty. But let's talk about what you need to do when you get out of being thrown unjustly into player prison and you find somebody else to go out with. One of the first things you need to do is go back and listen to a show that I did called Mission Number 16, Why Women Look for Reasons Not to Date You. That way, you'll be more mindful to stay on your toes when you meet the next girl, because you don't want to turn around and lose a new girl by sabotaging yourself like you just did with this last one. You don't want the next woman to just disqualify you because you made some, what do they call it? What do they call it in tennis? Because you made some unforced errors. Start programming your phone to lock automatically, or better yet, start turning it off and start keeping it with you wherever you go, whenever you're out with women who you aren't officially hooked up with yet. Keep your wits about you. Smartphones. Smartphones. Forget about how smart your phone is, Jake. You be smart. Smartphones. Just because you got a smartphone doesn't automatically make you smart. Osmosis has no application here. Or I guess I should say, there is no app for osmosis. So remember, what we're trying to do here is to avoid this kind of stuff from happening to you again in the future. What we're trying to guard against here is what one of my sisters in arms likes to call
dumb assness in general.
Next up, we got an email that we call Death by Texting. It's from Larry in Miami. He's 20, and he writes,
Victory Unlimited.
So I met this girl at a college football game that I was at last week. It was really loud and really crowded. So we just exchanged numbers and I told her that I'd text her later. So that's what I did. For almost a week straight, I texted her stuff about how good it was to meet her. I texted her about how attractive I thought she was. I texted her stuff about me that I thought would make her see me as unique so she wouldn't forget about me. I even finally got around to texting her to come go out on a date with me for next Saturday. Actually, I texted her to come hang out with me a couple of times, but she didn't respond to any of those. Come to think of it, she barely responded to any of my texts. When I first met her, she seemed like she really wanted to get to know me. But you never know it by the way that she rarely responds to my texts. Why do you think she's playing these texting games, VU? Hey, Larry, did it ever dawn on you that maybe you should have tried to pick up the phone and actually call her instead? I know. What a concept. Wait, Wait, I got a fax coming in. Let's see. It's from factcheck.org. And it's actually a message for you, Larry. And it says, stop texting so damn much. No, I'm just kidding. That didn't come from them. That didn't come from factcheck.org. That came from me. What did come across my fax machine from my own squad of fact checkers was a word count report. That's right, a word count report. Says here that you're so addicted to texting that you use the word text 9 times in one paragraph in that email that I just read. Put the phone down, Larry. Step away from texting, Larry. Seriously, never rely solely on one way of communicating with women, my man. You got more weapons in your communication arsenal than that, don't you? You asked why she was playing texting games, but my question to you is, why are you playing texting games? Or is it hide and seek that you're playing? You said yourself that you finally got around to texting her out. You texted her out. Huh. Sounds to me like you're hiding behind texting as a way to kind of make a move on her without coming all the way out and really making a move on her. If that's the case, then stop texting girls out because you're too scared to ask them out. You see, sometimes by taking what you think is the safest, most convenient, or most distant way of asking a woman out, it can make you look weak in her eyes, like you're scared to pick up the phone and simply call a woman who freely gave you her number. Or worse yet, who knows, maybe by texting her so much and her texting you back so little, you might have said something through texting that turned her off. But we'll never know that because she never responded. What guys need to realize is that getting to know a woman is like a campaign, a political campaign, a military campaign, or even an advertising campaign. But for the sake of time, let me just explain one of them. Let me just explain this from an advertising perspective. Meeting somebody new and getting the opportunity to make their acquaintance is kind of like marketing, continuous marketing, a marketing campaign. But never forget that what you're selling is you. What you're trying to do is get the woman to buy you, or to put it another way, what you're trying to do is to get her to buy into you. But you can't always just make one big pitch to somebody or just simply bombard them with a bunch of different ads and expect them to buy you. You have to space it out. You have to mix it up. You hear what I'm saying to you? A lot of women tend to start buying into you when they get a chance to reflect on or maybe imagine all the good times that the two of you have spent together. But you two never even reached that point. You only know her through texting. And what's worse, it's mostly one-sided because you're the one doing most of the texting. By texting her nonstop with a bunch of small talk about small things, you chose to never take it to the next level by doing the big things, which is the best thing, which is actually calling her and asking her out. It's possible that that wound up working against you. Think about it. Every time she looked down at her phone and read a text from you about everything in general and nothing in particular, you lost, because apparently none of it advanced the conversation by making her text you back, call you, or go out with you. But you're not the only one who lost. She probably lost too. She lost her time because you were wasting it texting her about a bunch of stuff that she obviously didn't care about. She lost any chance she had to sit and think and wonder about you because you kept texting her everything on your mind. And worse than everything else, you'll never really know if she gave you her number because she really was interested or just because she gives her number out to guys all the time without being really interested in any of them. You see, if you would have just for once called her to talk to her instead, there'd be no mystery for us to solve here. Why? Because she would have probably done only one of four different things if you had have called her. Number one, she would have seen you calling, never answered, and made sure that she never answered when you call, so you would know that she wasn't really interested in you. So that way, maybe you would stop calling. Number two, if you would have called her, She would have talked to you, showed you that she was annoyed that you had called her, and thereby sent you the passive-aggressive message that she really didn't want to go out with you at all. Or number three, if you would have called, she would have talked to you, then acted like she was interested in you at the beginning, but then she would probably have made up all kinds of excuses not to go out with you when you asked, thus proving that she really wasn't interested in getting to know you. Or number four, if you would have picked up the phone and called once instead of texted, maybe she would have talked to you, been glad to hear from you, and eventually went out with you. But guess what? You never called. So we may never really know why she never returned your text, because that's all you ever did, send texts. But the smartest thing for you to do is to interpret her lack of texting you back when you ask her out as, no, I'm not interested. And after you interpreted her lack of response that way, then what you should do is go out immediately and find you a girl who is interested in you. And don't fall into the trap of using just texting as a communication crutch this time. Okay, we got an email now that we call Phone Jacked. It's from Maurice in Atlanta, Georgia. He's 29, and he writes,
Victory Unlimited.
VU, what's up, man? I've got some real drama going on right now. I'm just out here having fun, living my life. I date a lot of women, but one woman I liked in particular because she was marriage material, and she really wanted it to be just me and her. So we decided to move in together. Now, just because I was with her didn't mean that I was just with her, if you know what I mean. Now, I thought I knew a good girl when I met one, so I just told her what she wanted to hear to keep her around until I could get chasing all of these other women out of my system. Anyway, turns out one night I woke up to grab my phone to call this other girl. But then when I looked over, the girl I'm living with was not there, and neither was my phone. I went downstairs and saw her on the laptop. She had my phone hooked up to it, going through all of my numbers and pictures and everything else. Turns out I didn't wake up soon enough because she had already deleted most of the other girl's numbers out of my phone, along with their pictures too. Now, I knew from what she told me in the beginning about her past that she was just a little emotionally unstable, but I had no idea how crazy she really was until then. She deleted every girl's name, number, and contact information out of my phone that she didn't know. So, not only did she wind up deleting my other girl's information, but she also deleted a lot of my friends, female relatives, and business contacts information too. Well, we got in a big fight over that, because a lot of that information I never did back up. She said she stole my phone because she always suspected that I was cheating on her, but she didn't know for sure. She said that the only reason she did what she did was because she loved me so much and that I should stop playing with her feelings. I told her that it was over. I told her that it was over because I don't allow anyone to touch my phone. So I luckily was able to get her to move back out. Anyway, things have settled down a little since then, and I still go out with her too from time to time. But I found out a little later on that before she had deleted all the information from my phone, she also called a lot of those other women I was dating. She threatened some of them and sent some of them embarrassing pictures and text messages, all the while they thought they were coming from me. It's been a nightmare trying to unravel all of this confusion. VU, how can I stop this kind of stuff from happening to me again with the next woman? You know, in every relationship, there's always one person who is the most caring, the most honorable, the most trustworthy. And then there's the other person, which is you, Maurice. Now, if you wrote this show looking for sympathy, well, you're out of luck, because we're fresh out. Here's what I want to know. If you're really not ready to be with just one woman, why on earth would you pretend to be? Oh, wait a minute. You basically already told us the reason. Greed. You want all the women, and you want them all right now. So you wrote in wanting to know how to stop women from phone jacking you again in the future while you sleep. Well, for starters, how about being a man of your word? How about saying what you mean and meaning what you say? If you want to play, then let the women know you want to play. If you want to stay, let the women know you want to stay. No in between. You see, that way everybody will know where they stand. If you tell the truth, you won't have to worry about the best way to live a lie. And you won't have to worry about all the lies that you have to keep telling to stop the truth from finally coming out. And by the way, the truth always comes to light eventually. Women, and men too, always figure out at some point when somebody's cheating on them. The only thing that remains unknown most of the time is how they're going to react when they find out. Especially how they're going to react when they find out and it comes as a complete shock. Some people can snap, like this woman that you're still messing with. Here's a word to the wise. You can never really know how a woman is going to react to you when you've been lying to her and cheating on her. That's why you got iPhone jacked in the first place. You might not know it, but you got off easy. What if she would have snapped like some of those women on that TV show? Have you heard about that show? Snapped? Somebody told me about that reality TV show, but I didn't believe them, so I looked it up and found out that they were telling the truth. It is a TV show. It's all about what happens when some women lose their freaking minds and start committing acts of revenge against guys who they think may have done them wrong. Some guys that they talk about on this show wind up in the hospital. Some of them wind up with their bank accounts wiped out, and some of them even wind up killed. Sometimes for a reason, and sometimes for no reason at all. Oh, it's a great show. You know, I don't know what's more disturbing, the fact that they have a whole TV show about guys getting killed by women that they're involved with, or the fact that it's been on for 10 seasons. Maurice, you might want to remember that show the next time you think that it's a good idea to play around with some mentally unstable woman by moving in with her under false pretenses. You better get it together. I'm just saying.
Attention! To every woman within the sound of my voice, you are listening to the Victory Unlimited show, the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world. So spread the word on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to all your sons, friends, boyfriends, and husbands. The headquarters for all the good guys out there who really want to better their lives is located at victoryunlimitedshow.com. Carry on.
Anyway, moving on. Next up, we got an email that we call Bad Connections. This one is from Kevin in New York. He's 38, and he writes,
Victory Unlimited.
I'm a manager at one of the Foot Lockers here in NYC, and I met this lady a few weeks ago who came to the store. We exchanged numbers, and we went out last Friday, and here's what happened. From the time I picked her up, she was either on the phone, either texting, talking, or checking her Twitter or Facebook accounts. Now, she didn't do it nonstop because I never would have went for that. But what happened was that we were constantly interrupted, even while we were sitting in the restaurant. If she wasn't getting a call from one of her kids, she was getting a text from work. If she wasn't getting a text from work, she was texting one of her girlfriends about something or another. The last straw for me was when she got another call later in the evening while we were throwing darts at the sports bar, and she excused herself entirely. She told me that it was her daughter and that she really had to take that call outside. So the date ended with me dropping her off, and when I went in for the kiss, all she gave me was her cheek. Believe me, it was a bad ending to an even worse night. So here's my question, VU. What's the deal with some of these women out here who just simply can't put down their smartphones? Kevin, You said that you work at Foot Locker, right? So tell me this. Were you wearing one of those stripy shirts from work when you took that woman out? Were you wearing one of those referee shirts? Because if you were, you should have blown some whistles on this chick. I mean, she's talking on the phone in the car. She's texting at the table. She was out on a date with social media, not you. Looks like she was too connected to connect with you. But the real question that we need to ask is this. Was she really multitasking, or was she just completely lacking in any kind of real interest in you? Because her body was there with you, but her mind was on the other side of town. That's right. She was messing you around. You know what your situation actually reminds me of? You know that old joke by the comedian Eddie Griffin? Eddie Griffin had a joke. He had a joke that he did about the invention of the telephone. He was basically teaching a comedic history lesson. He said that Alexander Graham Bell was just sitting around one day, and the thought just hit him out of the blue. It just came from out of nowhere. Alexander Graham Bell said to himself, "You know, I feel like I want to talk to somebody who ain't even here." And based on just that idea alone, he went and invented the telephone. Now, on a side note, Eddie Griffin also said that he thinks that Alexander Graham Bell must have been on crack when he came up with that idea. But that's neither here nor there. But my question is this. What was that girl on when she was so busy texting somebody else while she was out with you? Unfortunately, the answer is probably, who knows? Was she texting her job? Was she texting her friends? Was that call that she got later on in the evening from her daughter like she said that it was? Now, I'm going to tell you this. If I were on leave in Vegas right now and I had to bet, then I bet that a lot of those texts and calls that she was taking were from her kids, her friends, and her job. But when she got up and left to take that last call outside, even though she had been taking all the other calls inside, that call was from another man. To me, there's no other reason for her to take that call outside. I mean, did the sports bar get too loud for her to hear all of a sudden? Probably not. Like I said, the 100% correct answer is actually who knows, because we really don't have enough information. But here's what we do know. Whenever you're out with a woman who's more interested in folks who ain't even there than she is with you, then you got yourself a problem. You don't have to be the king or queen of etiquette to know that it's usually considered rude to spend more time on the phone than you do with the person that you're out on a date with. That goes against the dating rules of engagement, soldier. You know it, and she knows it, but she did it anyway, didn't she? Next time, try this. Try leading by example by doing something like pulling your phone out at the very beginning of the date, letting her see you put it on silent, and then put it back in your pocket while you're looking at her and smiling, and say something like, "I'm just putting this on silent and getting it out the way so we don't get disturbed while we're out together." Now, if you do something like that and she doesn't follow your lead, then she's either not that interested in giving you her undivided attention, or she really does have some important stuff going on in her life right now that really won't allow her to put her phone on silent. And if that's the case, she should either tell you a little bit about it, or she should just respectfully reschedule the date if she knows ahead of time that people are going to be calling and contacting her and interrupting you all while you're out together. Now, that's what an adult would do. That's what grown folks do. No excuses. I mean, just think about it. Most people who are really interested in getting to know each other are usually, at the very least, willing to put their phones on silent long enough to make it happen.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission.
Victory Unlimited.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a...
Hey man, this is James from DC.
I just met this girl 2 weeks ago, and everything seems to be going good except for one thing. She likes to text me a lot throughout the day. Now, I don't necessarily like to text that much, but I always text her back anyway because I don't want to turn her off. And because I've always heard that it's smart to do whatever it takes to keep a woman really interested in the beginning.
Stand ready, on the alert all over the world.
Against a hidden enemy, an enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrendering. Enemy, propaganda.
It's a strange, shadowy world of the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie. Now, some of this material to us is comical. Some of it is tragic. Some of it's weird. Some of it's dull. But all of it has the single purpose of selling discouragement and defeat.
Okay, James, you see you just set off my propaganda alert, don't you? It's been a minute since somebody called in and did that, but here you go. Your question got cut off, but I imagine that it was probably something like, how do you keep coming up with different texts to send women all day to keep them interested? Well, the answer is that you don't. Instead, what you should do is exactly what I said earlier in the show. You should mix it all up. Don't do the same thing every day, all day. In fact, in the beginning, you're probably better off skipping some days. Text sometimes, call sometimes, but mostly try to, throughout the week, try to see if you can find time to see her more than you just text her or call her. Outside of some very rare scenarios, texting and calling should almost always be kept to a minimum in the beginning because they can easily get out of control. And you should make sure that you keep all of your communication with women at a frequency that's comfortable, not just for her, but for you too. I don't know if you noticed, but you're in the same situation as the guy from one of the earlier emails on the show, except the roles are reversed. You're not texting the woman to death, she's texting you to death. It's time to stop the madness, soldier, before it's too late. I know. Not giving somebody exactly what they say they want all the time sounds crazy, doesn't it? It sounds counterproductive or even irrational, doesn't it? But let me tell it to you like this. If romantic love was perfectly rational, most people wouldn't go after it as irrationally as they do, now would they? But let's move on from that and let's just talk about cell phones and smartphones, technology in general. You might not realize it, but you can learn a lot about life from movies. Don't you know that science and technology out of control is the main theme behind most science fiction / horror movies? I mean, think about it. Movies like The Day the Earth Stood Still, Blade Runner, I, Robot, Surrogates, Transformers, the whole Terminator series, all of them are about what has happened or what will happen when technology gets out of control. Too many of you are emotionally attached to your smartphones. You're too in love with using one method of getting to know somebody new or communicating in general. What you need to realize is that this can turn into a crutch if you're not careful, and it can turn into a catastrophe if you totally care less. I've already told you this once, but I'm going to tell it to you again. Life is about balance. To live a full life, you got to embrace it in its full spectrum. To do anything less than that is to set yourself up to lose your balance, and that'll usually happen at the worst possible time. Guys, listen to me when I tell you. Texting is nothing but a waste of time giving ego boosts to random women if you're a guy who can't handle a real conversation with that same woman in person. If you're socially inept, your fingers of text won't keep her from seeing you have nothing but feet of clay when you're standing face to face with her. I know I'm hitting some of you guys where you live. I know I'm hitting some of you girls out there where you live too. But hey, that's just the danger that you face when it comes to walking into this war zone. Translation, That's just the risk that you run from being brave enough to come and listen to this show. Everybody can't take it. Some of y'all ain't ready yet, and never will be. But for all the rest of you, I'm sure you'll meet me back here at headquarters for the next mission, won't you? But anyway, sometimes this borderline text addiction thing that seems to be happening to you guys is an age-related thing. And you have to make your approach to using smartphones, your approach to texting, to coincide with that particular woman's age. Sometimes texting means something completely different to women depending on whether they're 18, 28, 38, or 48. I understand that. Everybody knows that to remove a smartphone from the hand of the average teenager or young adult usually requires surgery, or maybe a highly trained military special forces extraction unit. But anyway, what I'm saying is that texting is just like anything else. It's good in moderation, but most of the time it's bad when you go overboard with it. Now, I won't actually come out and say that real men don't text, because I don't believe that. I think texting is great, if you do it right. But I will say that sitting around texting all day is probably not the most masculine or productive thing that most men can do with their time. Or to put it another way, if you're a real man with a real life, with a lot of real things going on in your life, then you probably won't even have time to sit around texting people all day. Yeah, so that's what I'll say. I'll let the smartphone chick tell you that texting is for girls.
Sitting around texting all day is for girls.
I mean, dude, really? Ain't you got more important things to do than just sitting around texting folks all day? If you don't, then that's an even bigger problem. In regards to relationships, if you start off making a big chunk of your life revolve around texting girls nonstop, then you'll eventually just wind up turning yourself into her personal satellite. And what'll wind up happening is that you'll suffocate the relationship by giving it too much attention. And that same woman will probably leave you because she'll think you're too needy, that you're bugging her too much. And she'll forget all about how much she might have done in the beginning to encourage your behavior. She'll have forgotten all about how gung-ho she was to run her league of the 24-hour texting marathon in the beginning. Conveniently, all she'll really be able to do is remember that you were sweating her too hard. I know what you're thinking. How does this happen? How could this happen? I'll tell you how it happens. Too much communication leads to too much information. Too much communication about the same information leads to too much routine. Too much routine leads to too much loss of enthusiasm. Too much loss of enthusiasm leads to too much boredom. Too much boredom leads to you two taking each other for granted. Too much taking each other for granted leads somebody in the relationship to developing amnesia. Too much amnesia will lead one person to blame the other person for everything that's wrong with the relationship. And if she's the one who develops amnesia first, then she's going to be the one to blame you and you alone for being, guess what? Too routine. Too boring. Because now she no longer feels any, guess what again, any enthusiasm for you because she feels like there's nothing new and interesting to learn about you because she has too much information about you through random chit-chat texting already. And that is how it all happens. Funny how the mind can play tricks on both men and women to protect their own egos in situations like that, ain't it? Well, what I'm telling you is to try not to learn that lesson for yourself firsthand with this particular woman. Don't let technology control you. You control technology. If you don't start off treating smartphones like an electronic leash from the beginning, then you won't have to worry about breaking free from that leash later on down the line. In other words, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. I mean, it might be doable now. I mean, texting back and forth, it might be doable now. It might be fine now. But what's going to happen if you get busy one day and she texts you and you don't text her right back? Because you actually can't text her right back. What's going to happen then? What's going to happen when you want space? when you need time to do some other things? What's going to happen when you want to increase the mystery or just the spontaneity in the relationship for your benefit as well as hers? If you start off texting each other 24/7 now, then how are you going to put it on pause without causing problems? If you've already established yourself as a man of many texts, how will you stop without causing confusion, distrust, or just outright suspicion, even when you're not doing anything wrong? For a lot of people, the answer is they can't. You see, in every new relationship, people always put each other through basic training. Somebody's always training somebody. Oh yeah, somebody's going to get trained. So the question, as always, who is that somebody going to be this time in this situation for you, James? The truth is that texting is a poor excuse for a real conversation. And long drawn out texts are generally more risky to use than short ones that are more to the point. If you make up your mind that you're going to text, then have a reason to text. Too much texting can be risky because if you text too much, then later on, she might not want to actually talk to you that much. In other words, less is more and more is risky. True, life is a risk, but if you're going to run a risk, why run that one when you don't have to? I know some of you guys think that communicating through text is just like any other form of communication, that is somehow just as good or better. I mean, because after all, you can use emoticons, but you're wrong. What you need to realize is that in the battle to get what you want out of the relationship, all methods of communication are like weapons. You can either respect them as such and wield them for your good and for the greater good of the relationship as a whole, or you can disrespect texting and smartphone technology in general and just run the risk of watching it all backfire and blow up in your face. Yeah, some of you guys got some real itchy trigger fingers when it comes to texting, and that ain't good. Just like you can talk too much, see somebody too much, or touch somebody too much, you can also text too much. Believe it. What I'm saying is that if you're going to text, text responsibly. Now, to speak specifically about the woman that you called in about, your mission should be to respect her interest and cultivate her interest, but make sure that you try to keep doing it at a pace that's comfortable for you too. The last thing you want to do is ruin a good new thing by letting it get too old too quick for either one of you. You can protect the present relationship by always looking out for what's best for the future of the relationship. Now, how's that for some science fiction movie type logic? Whether you're texting, emailing, Skyping, video Skyping, or even snail mailing, know that all of those things are good, but always remember that they're just a technological means to an end, not the end itself. They're all useful. They all have their advantages, but they're all only just pathways of connection. When it's all said and done, two people who aim to become romantically involved have to get to know each other face to face. No, wait, I forgot. We live in a world full of people today with short attention spans who always like to learn new things and get their news by listening to a soundbite. So I'll say it like this. When it's all said and done, real relationships come from successfully connecting with each other's humanity, not just communicating through each other's technology.
The best defense against enemy propaganda is truth. The soldier who understands how enemy propaganda works is forewarned and forearmed. In this knowledge lies his strength.
This broadcast is brought to you by VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.